you realize that that's wrong. Here's a Marine sharpshooter who taught himself Russian, who emigrated to Russia, who married a Russian woman, came back to America, wanted free, better relations with Cuba, fought for Cuba, went to the Cuban embassy in Mexico right before the assassination. There's all kinds of fingerprints all over this. And in our book, we go back even further and talk about what he was doing before he went to Russia, and how it's very likely that he was giving information to the Russians that led to the shooting down of the spy plane.
And you wonder why. You wonder how the United States Congress and all of these so-called investigative committees and so on either didn't get it or didn't want the American people to be privy to it, so they locked it up for 50 years or 100 years, whatever it is, so that you can't get your hands on the information. I mean, we're living in a time in which truth is a terrible casualty of the pursuit of power, perks, and position. It is an unbelievable thing. But friends, here is James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, that says of this book, this remarkable book will change the way you look at intelligence, foreign affairs, the press, and much else besides. I think you know that's absolutely true. Disinformation, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put the $26 hardbound book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We have the DVD, $24. That's on our website, saveus.org. But if you want the combination of the two, just $38, we'll put them both in your hands. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Now, become a partner with us, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the voice, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. Hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of one of our favorite guests. That's Paul Williams, who's a writer and investigative journalist. He has a PhD, but he has written a number of books. And we're going to be talking certainly about what's going on as far as the worldwide Muslim movement is concerned today, because you must understand what's going on over there in the Middle East, where the CIA, where America is financing the anti-Christian terrorists, and they are terrorists. They're the army that is invading Syria. This is not certainly a civil war, despite the fact you're being told it's a civil war in Syria, because the vast majority of the people are not Syrians. They come from Chechnya, they come from Saudi Arabia, they come from Iraq, they come from Iran. I mean, these are professional mercenaries, about 80,000 of them. We are paying them to go there to overthrow the existing government. And of course, in Syria, about 10% of the population is Christian. They've all been driven out. And basically, we're actually, financing the people who are killing the Christians there. But we've done the same thing. We did the same thing in Iraq. We did the same thing in Afghanistan. There are no Christians in Afghanistan. Only 1% of the population in Iraq is Christian. The other 9% have fled for their lives. We're doing the same thing, of course, in Egypt. And we're financing the people who are killing the Christians and raping and pillaging the Christians. And we're doing the same thing, certainly, in Syria today. But the American people aren't being told that. that. In fact, so much of what's going on, the American people are not being told. Now, certainly, who is it who is financing this worldwide radical Islamic movement, taking people back to the Muslim Brotherhood, to the fanatic Muslim religion, certainly society, and to Sharia law? Well, I guess this evening, Paul Williams is going to tell you a little bit about a man named Mr. Gulen, and he's done a book on Mr. Gulen. But I'm going to let Paul tell you about him. He's one of the most wealthy people in the world today. You never hear about him because you're not supposed to, because the media is controlled. And the last thing they want you to know is that the CIA is backing a man who's gotten his money from dealing drugs and is financing a great deal of this radical Islamic movement. Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact, I spoke at a Gulen rally, and after I spoke there, I got correspondence from the Institute for Strategic Research at the University of Pennsylvania. And these people, I was talking about Gulen. I said he was the most dangerous man in the world, and I went on about him. Now, this is from the University of Pennsylvania, you know, of course, an Ivy League school, the Institute of Strategic Research. They said, Paul, he's a lot more dangerous than you're saying.
You said he was the most dangerous man in the world. And
they said, he's a lot more dangerous than you. And then I said, well, I've uncovered that he has. Now, this is, you know, they said, we've been studying him for quite a while, and you're the only one talking about him. And I started saying, well, I know that he has between 25 to $30 billion in assets. And they said, oh, no. They said, you're way off. He has over $50 billion in assets. He's richer than Gates.
But you see, we never hear about him. This is the tragedy in America. Oh, certainly our news is tightly filtered. What we believe is controlled. We are what we believe, and we're getting lies all the time. Paul has been on the front lines of this battle, trying to get this information out for a long period of time. You're going to find this is one of the most fascinating talks you've ever heard, and certainly Paul has written a book about this, and we've talked more about that in just a few minutes, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Paul Williams, and Paul is talking about Mr. Gulen. Mr. Gulen, of course, is Turkish, and basically he's one of the wealthiest men in Turkey. He's not living in Turkey, however. He was thrown out of the country because of his subversive activities, but he owns extensive holdings in all throughout Turkey and certainly has publishing houses there. He has literally thousands of schools all throughout the Muslim world over there, and doing everything he can to unite, certainly, all of the various Stan, the Russian Stan companies, Turkmenistan, Turkestan, and all of those, I can never really Uzbekistan, all of those countries, you know, certainly under this radical form of Islam. He's living here in America under the auspices of the CIA. He has 140 charter schools in America, but you've never heard about this man, because we pay for the charter schools. But his goal, certainly, is to establish this worldwide Muslim state. He's certainly working to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And of course, as Paul says, in all of these thousands of schools throughout the Muslim world, every one of them has a CIA agent there. Why would they have the CIA agent working with Gulen, who's trying to establish this world Muslim empire? Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing everything we can to bring the Muslim faith back, to unite the Muslim throughout the world. I personally think it's because we're going to have a war with the Muslim world, and you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, can you? And people say that's ridiculous. But what's really going on in the world is ridiculous. Here's a man with over $50 billion in assets. Of course, fortunately, you can go up on the internet and get this information. A lot of it is very doctored by the CIA to make Gulen look like a real good guy. He's not. He's an evil and wicked man. But Paul Williams has been researching him. Paul, you go ahead with the story.
Okay, let me just, for our listeners who are not familiar with him, if you talk to many people about Gulen, I'd say 90% of Americans have never heard his name. The few that have, most of them will say, oh, this guy's a great American. He's a moderate Muslim who seeks reconciliation with Christians and Jews. They'll say he's a great educator, that he's the creator of a movement that seeks to elevate the learning levels of kids in science and technology. If you talk about Gulen to the few who know him, they'll say, oh, man, this guy is a wonderful humanitarian. He's a friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, of George W. Bush, of Barack Obama. Barack Obama's religious advisor is a Gulenist. Now, the real Gulen is probably one of the greatest threats to Western civilization, to Christianity, and to the world as we know it. He was thrown out of Turkey, as you said, in 1998 for sedition, trying to overthrow the Turkish government. This guy is hailed as an educator. He has a third grade education. He doesn't speak a word of English. But in any case, from the United States, with the money that he has, we're talking about $50 billion, he has been responsible for creating the Justice and Development Party in Turkey. You got to realize that Turkey was once a country just like ours. They had a great deal of freedom. They were very, very, very secular. I mean, women were not allowed to wear hijabs, head coverings in Turkey. You could go to Turkey and, you know, you had some of the greatest, even like Hagia Sophia, the center of Eastern Christianity, was always preserved by Turkey. I mean, they were very moderate, they were very progressive, but he created the Justice and Development Party, and he undid everything that Ataturk stood for. Right now in Turkey, there are 85,000 active mosques. There's one mosque for every 350 citizens, the highest per capita in the world. There's 90 to 100,000 imams. more imams in Turkey than teachers, physicians, scientists, engineers combined. And every school in Turkey is controlled by Gulen. The president of Turkey, Abdul Gul, is a Gulenist. Erdogan, the prime minister, is a Gulenist. He controls the entire country. So people are seeing right now Turkey being united right now with Saudi Arabia, trying to press us into invading Syria, because the Turks are all throughout that area. That's all Gulen. That's all Gulen. That's all the Justice and Development Party. And it's, and within the past, since he's been here, in Turkey, anyone that opposes Gulen and his movement, has been murdered or tossed into prison. I spoke at a rally, and two Turkish reporters were there. They quoted me. They went back to Turkey, and they're now in prison.
Well, no, basically, this fellow Erdogan, he is the current president or premier. And basically, of course, he was put in power pretty well by Gulen. But isn't he trying at least to prevent Gulen from having so much influence there? Or is he really under his control? Is there anything he can even do about it as powerful as Gulen? Is Gulen more powerful than the premier or president?
Yeah, the president is Gul. And Abdul Gul and Erdogan traditionally had more power, but they were united until just a couple of months ago, and they had a falling out. But now I understand they're back together. So there's not that great of a gulf between Erdogan and Gulen. You cannot go against them, Dr. Stan. When you're a Turk with $50 billion, when you control the media, you can't go against the guy like that. He controls all the schools.
And I think people really have to understand that basically following the First World War, why Turkey became a secular nation where certainly all religions were accepted, that Christians were there. They make up a small part of the population. But it was a secular nation. It was not a Muslim nation. It was under military rule. Yes, it was a dictatorship, a military dictatorship. But the people prospered, and most of them, I think, were really very, very happy. And certainly Turkey was making tremendous advances. I certainly was trying to draw close to Europe. Certainly was part of NATO. Yeah. They wanted to join the European Union, but there were always efforts to block them. But there's always been this other group that wants to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire, which existed before the First World War.
Right.
Basically, of course, but this has to be take Turkey back into the Muslim camp. And that's what Gulen is doing with the full help and support of the American Central Intelligence Agency. That's what's so difficult for the average American to understand, is that certainly the people who control the CIA are not interested in spreading Christianity. They're interested in supporting the people who are destroying and killing and raping the Christians all over the Near East and the Middle East. It's so foreign to the way that things are really going, but recently, certainly they're in Syria. Why the people were backing simply came in and took over this little Christian town not too far from Damascus. And basically, of course, this is a very, very characteristic, very small little Christian town. I think they speak Aramaic there, that the only place that's still spoken, there's a monastery, a Christian monastery. But basically, the people, the Christians there, are living in hiding. Now, they're afraid to come out because, of course, of the violence in the streets of this little town, because the people we are backing, the radical Islamists, have taken over this Christian town, and the black flag flies over the buildings there, not the Christian flag or the Turkish flag, or either the Syrian flag. But go right ahead, Paul.
Okay. People listen, but there's a reason for all this. And the reason is that Central Asia it has emerged as one of the richest areas in the world in terms of natural resources, and certainly in terms of potential new markets for machinery, for chemicals, for plastics. But whoever controls the natural resources in Central Asia right now would control most of the natural resources throughout the world. You're talking about a vast area. You're talking about an area that stretches from Turkey all the way to to Mongolia. I mean, you're talking about an enormous amount of not only just land, but an incredible amount of resources. And what we have done, they were all Soviet. They were all part of the Soviet Empire, and they're basically anti-American. So, but they all relate to Turkey. They all have a Turkish background. They share a Turkish heritage. They, like I said before, they share the Turkish language. So we cannot go in there as Americans and develop the natural resources or take control of the natural resources. We can only do that through a proxy, and the proxy is Turkey. And the person who can act is that can control Turkey for us, and act as our person, the CIA person in Turkey, is Gulen. And that's it's all about taking control of this vast area. We've even taken part of the CIA. Now has created a place called Turkestan that doesn't exist. It's part of China. And but if you look it up, you'll see that it's listed. It Graham Fuller and the CIA people talk about it as a country, but it's not. It's created by the CIA and by the Gulenists. But in any case, all of this area, all of these natural resources right now, Dr. Stan, as we're speaking, they all go, none of them, not one drop of oil goes to Russia right now. And it doesn't go to China. We're already controlling that.
I had no idea what was going on there. That's a part of the story that I wasn't aware of. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is one of the most incredible stories, totally suppressed in America. Paul, what's the name of your book that goes into the background of this? Because I know we carry it. What is it?
Crescent Moon Rising.
Crescent Moon Rising. You can get this from Radio Liberty. And it's a very important book. Basically, even our liberal State Department and FBI wanted to keep Gulen out of the United States. They didn't want him to come here because they knew about his subversive plans. But the CIA interceded and convinced the judge he should be allowed to come. He's living in an armed enclave in Pennsylvania. And the fact you haven't heard of it, well, take control what you think.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Paul is talking about the fact that Turkestan is certainly part of China, but it's been a new nation that's been created. We're going to use this. We're putting military bases in there. There's a lot of natural resources, which we're going to control. And basically, of course, the CIA is working to take over control of that whole region, of certainly of the Middle East, and certainly Turkestan, Uzbekistan, all the various Stan. Khazar Stan, all of these countries are being simply absorbed into this new entity that is being created by the United States over there. But the average individual really doesn't understand, because these are Muslim states. We're not going to try to bring them Christianity. In fact, we're blacking the people. We're backing and financing the people. We're killing the Christians. We've driven them out of Iraq. We've driven them out of Egypt. Now, certainly, there's about 450,000 Christians in Syria, and almost all of them have had to flee for their lives and living in camps, certainly either in Lebanon or in Turkey or in Syria. We back the people who hate and kill the Christians, but you're not hearing about that in America. And you say, why would we do that? Well, why would they take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools? Because the people who really run things have an intense hatred of Christianity, but you can't let the gullible Christians of America really understand what's going on, and this is the great tragedy that's unfolding today. Our guest is Paul Williams. His book, Crescent Moon Rising. We carry the book. We think it's vitally important. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, once again, what we're talking about here is Eurasia. And Eurasia, most people never even pay attention to this, even in geography. But it's the largest continent in the world. It's geopolitically axial to everything. Like 3/4 of the world's known energy reserves are there. Whoever controls that Eurasia controls the future, and that's what Gulen. What we have done through Gulen is these people are Turks. They relate to Turkish history. They relate to militant Turkish history, especially the Ottomans. And he establishes schools throughout. He has established schools throughout Central Asia. All the schools there, almost all the schools. And they indoctrinate these students into creating this new Islamic world order, where they would take control of Eurasia, and it will spread from there throughout the rest of the world, and it will be the return triumphant of the Ottomans. Now, this sounds like a crazy idea, but Gulen. Let's back up a little bit. Gulen has 140 schools in this country. And the people, the kids that go to this country are indoctrinated the same way. There's nothing about the Armenian Holocaust. There's nothing about, like, the real horrors of the Ottoman Empire. No, it's... And the students who go there and excel in science and technology, guess what? They all go to Turkey, paid. This guy has $50 billion. These kids are indoctrinated so that they can be of use in the United States. A lot of our politicians, leading politicians, are right now on the Gulen payroll. If I went down to Washington, D.C., to file a complaint about Gulen, and do you know who I ran into as the chief Gulen lobbyist? Richard Gephardt.
So he's hired old Dick Gephardt since he's out of Congress, huh?
Yes, that's where he is. He's working for Gulen.
And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that this man has this wealth, he has this power, and of course you can actually read about him up on the internet, and they will acknowledge he's fairly wealthy. They won't tell you how wealthy he is. But suddenly you read some of these articles, he sounds like such a nice, benevolent individual. And yet, of course, he is not a nice person. But, I mean, basically, you've got to be pretty bad before the State Department wants to keep you out of the United States, before the FBI wants to keep you out of the United States. But they tried to keep him from coming in here. It was only because the CIA agents got up and lied before the judge that Gulen was able to come in. He lives in an armed enclave. More certainly, people are there armed with very sophisticated weapons to protect him. They're in Pennsylvania, not too far from where Paul lives. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You're out there in the audience if you have any questions or comments. But Paul certainly is one of the country's leading experts on this. And you're not going to hear about this. So if you do, I think I saw one mention of him one time on a regular television program and just said what a nice man he was. This is, ladies and gentlemen, he is hated by his own, the leaders of his own country. I mean, they do not want him there because they know he's a subversive. He is intent upon destroying, and he has very effectively destroyed the secular structure there, reinstalling a radical form of Islam there and throughout the Muslim world and even here in America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, and certainly Paul was just saying that there are certainly about 300 journalists over in Turkey, Turkish journalists, who spoke out against Gulen, and they've all disappeared. They've been thrown into prison. Many people think most of them have been killed. Certainly, if you speak out against Gulen in Turkey today, why, your life is in danger. Many of the military people, of course, the military ran Turkey for many years, had a good secular society there. And what's happened to the military people who oppose Gulen?
They're all gone. They're killed.
Do you mean they've actually been killed?
They've been killed, murdered. They're right. Dragged out in the dead of night, thrown in a prison, and a good many of them were killed. And nobody talks about it.
Well, I can see why you wouldn't want to talk about it in Turkey, but do you think here in America? Why? Well, wow. I mean, where is Steve Croft when you need him? Or certainly the American reporters. Where is 60 Minutes when you need him?
Well, where are they? Do you know who was one of the key visitors? This is right when the beginning of the Justice Department, who was in Turkey saying the necessity of the Justice and Development Party coming to power. That's Gulen's party. Zawahiri.
Who?
Zawahiri, the second in command.
Oh, Zawahiri, yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dr. Stan, I can't tell you why the news media does not report the news. I can't, you know, I mean, this guy, you would think that immediately when this guy, for instance, when he applied for permanent residency, the Homeland Security, this is not Paul Williams, said this is the most dangerous man in the world. They said, we cannot let him be a permanent resident of this country. But the people who spoke in his favor, who appeared in court in Philadelphia, saying this guy must live here, he's an outstanding humanitarian, we're members of the CIA, including Graham Fuller, including two of the former the Turkish ambassadors from the U.S. ambassadors to Turkey.
Obviously, the establishment, the people who really run America, are solidly behind Gulen. And most people do not understand. We do have what I call a power elite or a brotherhood. Doesn't matter what you call it, the order. But obviously, Gulen is their man, and they're doing everything they can to back him as he spreads this radical form of Islam all through that part of the world. And once again, creating the best enemy that money could buy. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If we have a question for our guest this evening, our guest is Paul Williams. And Paul is certainly an investigative reporter. He's writing all sorts of fascinating books, and he's on to a new book now, but we're carrying his last one called Crescent Moon Rising, Going into the Background of Gulen. And this is such a vitally important story because this man is so powerful that the controlled media in America seldom, if ever, discusses him. However, you can go up on the Internet and go to your search engine and type in Gulen, and you will actually find some information there about this fabulously wealthy man, so wealthy that nobody really wants to talk about him. And if you do, you can get into trouble even here in the United States, because these people are not above murder under any circumstances. How large is this enclave? And aren't there people there with automatic rifles there?
Oh, you're talking about his compound?
Yes, yeah, compound there in Pennsylvania.
He lives in Sailorsburg, which is in the heart of the Pocono Mountains. If you go there, I mean, you're really going into a very, very rural, heavily forested area. And he has, I don't know how many acres. I would say probably about 48 to 50. And you're not allowed on this property. There are cameras everywhere. And if you try to walk into the property, there's a sentry post. And they'll stop you. And I've been in the sentry post. I got dragged in there. And if you're in the sentry post, it's like something from Dr. Strangelove, because all on the walls are different cameras from all different parts of the of his compound, so that nobody can step foot on it. If anyone steps foot on it, they know immediately because you're on camera. And he lives in it looks like a huge chalet. He lives on the third floor. The neighbors complain continuously about the sound of weapons, semi-automatic weapons, and they complain. And I've seen this night and day around that compound. Helicopters are flying, looking for anybody that stepped foot in it. He has a foreign army in Salisbury, Pennsylvania, on our soil, and the neighbors up there are up in arms. They scream about it. They're terrified of what's going on there, and they've complained to the FBI. They've complained to the law enforcement, and nothing is done.
Well, he obviously has some very, very powerful friends at the highest levels of our government and in our CIA. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, the people who have spoken in his favor, like I said before, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Barack Obama's religious advisor is a Gulenist. She's the only woman the first woman to go to work in the White House with the hijab. She's a Gulenist. I told you about Gephardt. I mean, it goes on. Abramson, the former ambassador, spoke on his behalf. His tentacles are everywhere. I told you in Washington, D.C., there are over 6,000 people who are elected officials who are on the take from Gulen.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. And if you have a question or comment, but this is a vitally important subject. It's important because, of course, the major media will not cover this. And this is the man who is really orchestrating all the dramatic changes that we're seeing over there in the Near East, the Middle East, and, of course, working in concert with our Central Intelligence Agency, which is doing everything they can to encourage the reestablishment of this radical form of Islam and generating certainly these attacks on sovereign countries. And we've already destroyed Egypt. They're on the verge of a civil war. We overthrew the government in Tunisia. We overthrew the government in Libya. We're paying the mercenaries there in Syria. Do you know anything at all about Gulen and what's going on in Syria? Because my understanding is basically the CIA is funding in large part a mercenary army. This is not certainly an uprising of the Syrian people who want into freedom at all. This most of the people are coming. They're mercenaries from other countries being paid, trained, financed, and armed by our CIA. Does Gulen play any part in what's going on in Syria?
A major part in that. As you know, I mean, who were the ones who were really pressuring us to get involved in Syria? Number one were the Saudis. I mean, the Saudis were very, very, very much afraid of a Shiite control of Syria, and continual Shiite controls. And the second group, all they need, who's pressing us to become involved in Syria? Turkey, Erdogan. So, yeah, is he involved in that? Absolutely.
Well, now, what about his attitude towards Israel? Do we have any idea? Because everybody's trying to tell us that Israel is the major instigator behind everything going on over there. And I don't believe this for one minute. What are your thoughts on what part is Israel playing in trying to get us to go to war with Syria? I mean, right now, certainly things seem to be on hold as far as an attack on Syria. But what in heaven's name was the Obama administration doing, talking about Sydney attacking Syria, Sydney sending in missiles, sending in bombers to attack Syria, when we don't have any evidence at all that Assad was behind the chemical weapons attacks there?
No. That's no. We know that. Well, regarding Israel, and I'm going to offend probably a lot of people. There is an alliance between Gulen and the Israelis. They have these stand countries that I'm talking about right now. A lot of the Israeli companies are heavily invested in what Gulen is doing over there. So, look, the concept of Israel is the promised land, is the place where Judaism and Christianity and the Holy Land. I believe all that, but I now believe that I don't trust Bibi Netanyahu. I think that he's a globalist. I think that he's a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And I know that they are involved with Gulen.
Oh, well, basically, of course, we have a Jewish reporter. His name is Barry Samus, and basically, he's studied Netanyahu for a long time. He was a furniture salesman. When the people from the CFR picked him up, he was a member of the CFR. He's not now, but he's simply doing their bidding, as far as right. I can see. And basically, of course, Israel has been pretty well taken over and controlled, and I really worry about the Jewish people over there. I think they're in for a very, very bad time, because their leaders certainly are not doing what's right and really is going to be beneficial for Israel, but it's doing the bidding of the globalists. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Our guest is Paul Williams, and Paul certainly is the leading certainly expert on Mr. Gulen here in the United States, and he's written extensively about him. How can people get to your website, get your information?
Well, I don't have a website, Dr. Stan, but if people want to get in contact with me, they can contact my wonderful friend Barbara at Radio Liberty, and she will get my messages.
All right. Is that my Barbara there?
Your Barbara.
Fine. So if anybody would like to reach Paul, you can always give us a call here at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or here in the Central Coast at 464-8295, 464-8295, and I will get you in touch with Paul. But Paul is on the front lines, and he's really done a monumental job in his book, Crescent Moon Rising. I've read the book. I certainly recommend it highly. I think it's vitally important, and of course you can get that simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call. And basically somebody called here, a lady just called in and asked us to be praying for the Christians over there in the Middle East who are certainly being persecuted thanks to the activities of our Central Intelligence Agency. The fact that we're backing financially this whole radical Islamic movement, and of course, we're backing Gulen, who has an intense hatred for everything good, worthwhile, and noble, and certainly for Christianity. A lady called in to say that we as Christians need to be praying for Gulen as well. And certainly, I think it's vitally important that people understand that we can pray for Gulen and hope that God will touch his heart. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why, we'd love to hear from you. I'm sure Paul would. What do you think is going to happen? Do you have any thoughts at all? Certainly, I think right now, of course, they put the attack on Syria on hold. But certainly, Assad has said, well, you know, if I'm going to give up my chemical weapons, America's got to stop financing the people who are against me, the mercenaries. And basically, this is not a civil war over there, because it's not the Syrian people. It's the mercenaries that we're hiring to go in there, just like we hired them to go into Libya. So we hired them to go into Tunisia. We hired them to go into Syria. These are mercenary army. And Assad is not going to give up his chemical weapons unless we agree to stop financing the people and training the people and arming the people who have killed 100,000 Syrian civilians. And I don't blame him at all. I mean, I think that Assad, I mean, everybody said what a terrible guy he is. He's a physician. And basically, there's a camaraderie among physicians. And as Assad said, I'm a physician. I want to help people. I'm not doing all these terrible atrocities. And he has a terrible press, but that's because the press is controlled. I personally happen to like Assad. I think he's doing the best he can. And wartime, terrible, terrible things happen. But of course, if somebody's going to kill you and you don't certainly fight back, you're going to be gone for certain. And he has the responsibility of trying to maintain the stability over there. And I think the vast majority of the people, even though he is an Alawite, in other words, a Shia Muslim, I think that most of the Sunnis there back him as well. But this is a political struggle on the part of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, certainly, and our globalists to topple that country as we bring nation after nation under the control of this, the international and the globalists. So what's going to happen over there? Do we have any thoughts on it, Paul?
Yeah, we do, because it's all part. Don't forget, you're talking about Kuwait, which is true, and Saudi Arabia pressing for action against Syria. But don't forget Turkey. Turkey is the number one. You know, last year they were blasting us. They were talking about the way that we treat the Palestinians. But right now they're our friends, because they're calling for, you know, drastic action against Assad. And what's going to happen, you and I both know it, and anyone, I think, that's looking at this, you got a movement that is not only in Syria and is not only in Afghanistan, but it's right now, because of the CIA, throughout Central Asia, throughout Eurasia. And that situation, when we're there in areas where we have no business being, controlling what's taking place there, controlling their economy, controlling their life, controlling everything, look at that. Something is going to ignite, because there are repercussions, what we're doing in Central Asia and in the Middle East, to Russia and certainly to China. And to, you know, many, many other countries. And these countries eventually are going to retaliate. Look, like I just said before, there's a country called Turkestan. I hope all your listeners you'll look it up. You'll believe it's a country. If you go to Wikipedia, it's there. Turkestan. It's not a country. It never was a country. The head of Turkestan lives in Chicago. It was created by the CIA. It's part of China.
Well, hold on there for just a minute. We're going to a break. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you'll learn a lot from Paul. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. We have Bruce calling from Michigan, and we'll be back in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's.
or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is Paul Williams. And basically, we have Bruce calling in from Durham, Michigan, and asking, certainly, where did the money come from? Did any of it come from drugs? And, of course, as Paul has pointed out, it probably all came from drugs. It came certainly not from the opium fields in Turkey. It came from the opium fields in Afghanistan, guarded by the CIA. That's one reason we have our troops there in Afghanistan, is to guard the poppy fields for Gulen. And basically, he sold it, paid fascinating, fantastic amounts of money with the full cooperation of the Central Intelligence Agency, and now is using that money to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire. And basically then Bruce had asked where he would stand, Mr. Gulen would stand as far as the richest people in the world. And Chris, basically, he is one of the richest, if not the richest man in the world, with about $50 billion. I'm not sure exactly how much Bill Gates has. How much do you think Bill Gates has? You have any idea, Paul?
Well, the last time I heard it was about 35.
Okay.
Where does Bill want to know? And what? Because there's so many people. Just give me a state, and I'll tell you who's on the take there.
Okay. Basically, do you have any questions about the congressman there, Bruce?
Yes. Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow.
All right, fine. Paul Levin and...
Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow.
Any thoughts on that, Senator?
What state?
Yeah.
Michigan. Also, Bill Rogers.
The one state I didn't look into. I have people that, who have been on the take in Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri... Unfortunately, I didn't get to Michigan yet.
We're going to have to hold this now because I've got to wrap up this program, and Paul will be with us next month. Bruce, can you stay on there?
Well, sure.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there and you have a question or comment, if you'd like to call, and is pardon me for this 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to have you give us a call. But I guess, of course, is Paul Williams. You want to get his book, crescent moon rising, because it goes into the background of the story of Gulen that you're not going to get through regular channels. And then, of course, to understand, because none of this makes sense, unless you understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you certainly listen to our programs out across America, your job is to get other people to listen. And, of course, they can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. They can watch the number of DVDs we have listed there. We certainly have our programs, so you can go to our satellite. Operates 24 hours a day. We're there 9 hours a day. Well, live, certainly you can actually 4 hours live and then repeats of the live programs. Our programs are archived there. And then, of course, you can also hear our good friend Joyce Riley, certainly Chuck Christmeyer, Pastor Butch Paul on our satellite at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go and read our newsletters, because we have certainly gone back into the background of all the secret and occult societies that have been around for thousands of years. What in heaven's name are the occult societies doing? Well, their goal, of course, is a one-world government. And, of course, that is the common denominator behind everything going on today. And that's why they want to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire. Why do they want to constitute the Ottoman Empire? Because the way you change the world is through war. And, of course, if you don't have an enemy, how are you going to have a war? And this is going to be one of the wars. I feel there are going to be several wars coming down the line. But one of them is going to be with certainly the Muslim world. And not only that, but this certainly is prophesied in the scriptures. So basically, of course, we go to our website, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't help, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Would you like me to hang up and call again?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and my wife Barbara is our producer tonight. And Barbara was just coming, reminding me of when we went to Turkey, and we were on a trip. We took the Mediterranean trip and to go to the Holy Land. We went to the Holy Land six times when I was young, and but of course now we spend, of course, 5 hours a day doing talk radio, so we don't get a chance to get on to do the trips that we used to. But Barbara was pointing out when we were driving to Turkey. I don't know, this tourist bus, and somebody asked the guide, you know, said, what about the poppy fields? Well, now we were in the middle of a poppy field at that time. You could see the poppies on both sides of the road, and the guide said, why, we don't have any poppy fields in Turkey. That's a federal crime. And basically, I wonder if he thought we were really that naive. But basically, of course, the Turks have been involved with poppies for a long period of time. Well, right now, our guest, of course, is Paul Williams. He's good enough to stay on with us because our regularly scheduled guest is not going to be here. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan, and we'll see if he has any other questions for Paul. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking certainly about Mr. Gulen, one of the richest men, if not the richest man in the world. Mr. Goulden, of course, who's certainly made his money from drugs and disease, certainly worked closely with the CIA. Certainly the only reason he is in the United States is because the CIA wants him here. He is setting up schools, Islamic schools, all over the Islamic world, and all sponsored and helped along by the CIA. But we can't let the American people understand that we are creating the best enemy money could buy. Not only that, of course, but Mr. Goulden is going to allow the exploitation of the natural resources of that region of the world, which, according to Paul, has the vast majority of the natural resources and oil that's there. We do know that a lot of the things taking place over there has to do with the oil pipelines and certainly siphoning that oil out of there to fuel certainly what's going on in Europe and certainly what's going on in Africa today. The great storehouse of wealth is the Middle East today. But, of course, this can only be controlled by a Muslim, and that's Goulden, who is certainly working hand in glove with the CIA. Bruce, you have something else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I've heard of Mr. Goulden before. I wonder, is he a crafty and cunning world-class villain, or is he just a front man for a group behind?
All right, fine. Is he a crafty villain, or is he a front man for the people behind him? What would your thoughts be, Paul?
I would say he is not a crafty villain at all. I think that he's the dupe. I think that he is being manipulated by CIA. He's certainly for years he was manipulated by people like Morton Abramowitz and Mark Grossman, who was the Undersecretary of State under the Clintons. Abramowitz was the ambassador to Turkey. Whatever he does, Grossman is still is in his employ, along with people like Gephardt. And like I said, if you in Michigan right now, he is just getting his foothold. It's one of the only states, ironically, where he's not. But he established something in Michigan called the Concept Schools Incorporated. And he already opened his first charter school there that's paid for by Michigan taxpayers entirely. And that's called the Michigan Math and Science Academy. And it's a goal. It's if you look into it, you will find that the teachers there are Turks who came over here with H-1 visas. The administrators are Turks. The board of directors are Turks. And they're all in the service of Goulden.
And basically, first of all, what we're doing is creating our own Sharia groups here, our own subversive groups. We're bringing them in. We're training the youth of these subversive concepts because these people's loyalty is not to America, but to this resurgence of the Ottoman Empire. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open. We'll have Paul Williams with us, hopefully this hour.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Paul Williams, an investigative reporter. And basically, of course, he's written the book Crescent Moon Rising. We recommend it takes you into the background of the Gulen movement. One of the richest, if not the richest man in the world, got his money from selling drugs under the auspices of the CIA. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about very real things that are impacting, certainly not just in the Middle East and the Near East. They're impacting right here in the United States because, of course, Gulen has set up 140 schools, 140 charter schools, where they bring in circus teachers into this country, and they indoctrinate certainly Muslim children and Turkish children into this radical feeling. Now, they're not pushing the Muslim faith. They're pushing the Muslim culture. Would that be a fair statement, Paul?
Yeah, but you see, they wouldn't, their schools, it's more nefarious than that. If you're a Muslim or if you're a Turk, oh, they wouldn't want it. They wouldn't even bother recruiting you or probably even accepting you. No. They get, by and large, Christian students, and they take them into the school, and they give every student there has a mentor. And the mentor is a militant Muslim, and he will indoctrinate them, by and large, by example, by taking them under his wing, by giving them anything they need, by lavishing them with gifts, by telling them how nice it is to be a Muslim, but not directly by teaching Islam as a subject in school. You can't do that in a charter school. Gulen, in one of his sermons, explains all this, that the way that you indoctrinate people is by example, not by taking people who might be, especially people from lower income people, and that is by and large people that they're going to as charter schools, and just by taking them under their wing, under their care. And you have, when you're finished after the student graduates, you have another good Gulenist.
Okay, Paul, Bruce, do you have anything else you'd like to
add? In his sermons, Dr. Stan, if you listen to his sermons, Gulen sermons, you have to have a translator for you. But and I have a lot of really good Turkish friends, but he himself will tell you everything I'm saying, that he is establishing the new Islamic world order, that he does this by deception, by taking people in, lying about what his real purpose is, and deceiving them, and indoctrinating kids so that they, at a very impressionable age, so that for the rest of their lives, they will serve to create the new Islamic world order. He himself says it. This isn't me. And the guy in charge of all the schools, a guy by the name of Balkri, is he says, look at, we're here and throughout the United States because we are going to begin even here to bring out the Turkification of Western civilization.
Well, now, do they push a moral structure of society? In other words, basically, the at least the morality of the Muslim faith? Because basically, even though certainly I don't like the Muslim faith, at least they say that homosexuality is wrong.
Yes.
And they certainly say that you should be married. You may have four wives, but at least
right.
you should be married. And they pray on a regular basis. And
right.
They look to God for guidance. Is it your impression that this is a message is attractive to some of our young people who see what's going on and they'd like to have a more structured existence than the one we have today?
Oh, absolutely. And especially since mainline Christianity is not even Christianity at all. It doesn't stand for anything. They really stand for something like you're saying. I mean, they believe. They really believe. Their faith is as militant as Christianity used to be. And they're opposed to certain things. And if you really want a young man to live on the straight and narrow, it would be advisable to make him into a good Muslim, because, like you said, they have no toleration for that. They have no toleration for any pornography, none. They have absolutely no toleration for violent crime. They don't. Not within their own culture. I mean, they were perpetuated on others, but not within their own culture. They might believe in having several wives, but they do not commit adultery.
Well,
and guess what? They're women, and this is like almost unheard of. If you marry a woman and you're a Muslim, she must be a virgin. Now, where do you get that now?
Well, that's the way it used to be. I mean, basically.
I know.
But basically, there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to undermine the moral fabric of our society and the Christian foundation of our society. And it started out certainly in the 40s and 50s. They've done a great job. And the thing is that the churches have not effectively opposed this. And I've never heard a minister get up and talk about why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because it had nothing to do with the Constitution. And certainly some of the ministers may very well have wanted to talk about it, but a lot of them are afraid to, because if you tell the truth and you're in the ministry, you'll be targeted. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bruce, did you have any other questions for our guest?
I just wanted to say I'm glad he's doing this. He's the only one I know really investigating Turkey, because the whole area from Antioch to Istanbul interests me from what I have been taught, and not just by Protestants, old-time Protestants, but also Messianic Jewish a rabbi, that area, and just reading Daniel, that area will be the area of the king of the north. And I think without a shadow of doubt, the king of the north in Daniel is the Antichrist. So I don't know if Mr. Williams has ever studied anything like that, but I'm glad he is. And it concerns me. Whenever I hear northern Syria or parts of Turkey, my ears prick up right away, because Daniel 9, Daniel 11, it's just clear as a bell.
Well,
so that's where he's coming from.
Bruce, I think we're living in prophetic times, yep. And basically this is why I think this discussion is so vitally important, because these are the things you're not going to hear through regular radio, and why I feel such a privilege to be able to interview people like Paul Williams and some of the other guests who can give us a different perspective, different than you're going to get through the controlled media. Anything else you want to say, Bruce?
No, I better let you go here. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Paul was good enough to stay with us into the second hour, because our regularly scheduled guest suddenly apparently was in the middle of a story, researching something, and there's certainly no telephone available. Ordinarily, he's with us at this time every week, but for some reason, why, if he's not able to be with us tonight, and we have nothing prepared. So I'm privileged to have Paul with us the second time. Now, Paul, is there anybody really, Sydney, talking about those, Mr. Gulen, but do we have any friends at all in Congress or in the Senate who, Sydney, are speaking out against this problem, this gentleman? I shouldn't even call him a gentleman. This man with his fabulous fortune, his relationship to the CIA, and his subversive intent?
No. I mean, I've gone to rallies with Turkish Americans against Gulen, including one just several weeks ago. They're wonderful people. I mean, I communicate with them regularly, but the Turkish Americans that I'm associated with, and I'm dealing with hundreds of wonderful friends, no, they get no support at all from any of their elected officials. Even when you try to shut down a Gulen school and you go to school board meetings and say what the real purpose is and start even quoting Gulen, it's very hard to get anywhere. And you got to realize that at the Gulen schools, I mean, this should have every teacher up in arms. And you're dealing with over 140 schools, and they're big schools, Dr. Stan. I'm not talking about a one room schoolhouse. I mean, these are big schools that K through 12 with elaborate facilities and with big budgets. But their teachers, primarily, almost entirely, come here with an H-1 visa. Now, why would we allow that?
Basically, what they're doing, of course, is taking a job away from an American.
Exactly.
You're only supposed to have an H-1 visa if there's not an American who can do the job. If there's an American who can do the job, you're not supposed to get it. Obviously, the immigration system is being used to actually encourage this sort of thing and the undermining of the fabric of our society.
And not only that, but the teachers in the Gulen school, the Turks that come over here, and this is all documented, have to kick back 40% of their salary to Gulen.
40% of their salary he gets.
And yes, every one of them.
But we're the ones who are paying it. Basically, the charter schools are financed by our tax money.
By our taxpayers. We're paying the teachers, and they're paid at scale. And every one of them, and this has come out before school board meetings throughout the country, they all kick back 40%.
And ladies and gentlemen, these are the things you're not going to get through the regular channels because, of course, they are controlled. Most of what you read and what you hear and what you see in the media is certainly intentionally altered. So the average American cannot see and understand what's going on today. The average individual, there are people over there too, know we don't want to get involved in a war with Syria, but because they don't understand that basically we're funding this. This is not a civil war that's taking place in Syria. These are mercenaries. We brought in a quarter of them, more than a quarter of 25% have come in from Chechnya. They're professional soldiers, and we're financing them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Paul is simply saying that there are a lot of Turks here in the United States who understand what Gulen is and what he's doing, but of course they are not having the opportunity to get the information out. The media is not giving them a fair shake on this, and certainly, I mean, Paul has been doing a lot of research on this on his own, but he has no funding for this. He certainly has to do this on his own time. And basically, of course, here you have a man who has $50 billion, got it largely, apparently, through the drugs and working closely with the CIA, which is the largest drug distributor in the world today. And basically, of course, they're letting Gulen get this money because he's serving their purpose. He is pushing this radical form of Islam all throughout the Muslim world. He's converted, he's actually taken over Turkey, and they've taken from being a secular country now into being a radical Islamic country. And I think a lot of the Turks over there are really very unhappy. Now women are certainly required to wear the shawls and the scarves and the, basically, what's happening in Turkey as far as the people are concerned there? Are they happy with the changes, taking them back to their traditional religion? Or a lot of them pretty miserable about leaving the 20th century and going back to the 6th century?
Dr. Stan, you got to realize, and I'm saying this, this is what's happening. Like, the United States is talking about what's taking place in Syria. What's taking place in Turkey might be a lot worse because thousands of people who have spoken out, the military officials, former government officials, journalists, have been thrown into jail, and many of them have been executed. And nobody's paying one bit of attention. We're sponsoring this. That what's happening in Turkey is what is a U.S. policy.
I think that's so hard for people to believe. I mean, I believe you. I have no question at all, because I know we are financing this radical Islamist who are killing the Christians and pillaging the Christians.
Right.
We've driven them out of Iraq. We've driven them out of Turkey.
Right.
Certainly, we've driven them certainly out of Egypt. And
out of
course,
Egypt, exactly.
The Christians, about 10% of the Syrian population is Christian. We never talk about that. We never talk about the fact that 100,000 Syrians have been killed, and they haven't been killed by the government. They've been killed by the mercenaries. That we are financing it. If we weren't financing the military, the militants over there, the revolutionary, the mercenaries in Syria, there would not be a war taking place there. And where is the outcry from the Christian churches in America? Why it is so deafening in its silence.
And not only that, Dr. Stan, let's take it a step further. How about if you're in Saudi Arabia right now and you're a Christian, and you try to proselytize, you'll be crucified. They crucify people in Saudi Arabia. And who talks about that?
Well, I know that they behead people there, and I know
they crucify.
They really crucify.
Crucify, yes.
And I know very well that you do not, you cannot have a Bible there. You cannot display a Bible. You cannot talk to people about Christianity or about your faith. It's all right to talk about Muslim faith. It's all right to push their Muslim faith in Christian countries. But don't you dare push a Christianity in a Muslim country, or it can cost you your life. And if you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, could well cost you your family and your life. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why give us a call? Well, basically, what should the average American be doing? Basically, we hear this story, and you want to tear your hair out, but how can we start to push back? How can we be effective in this battle and help you in your effort to bring the truth out about what's really going on?
Well, first of all, there are some. I do believe we still have some people in politics who are basically good, and basically have the interest of the United States first and foremost in their minds and hearts. I think a guy like Rand Paul would be one of them. And I think to get people like him really informed of, first of all, the funding. When we're funding this, when it's been it's court record. This guy's $50 billion, and the money came from the CIA. How did he get that money? Where did that money come from? And let's terminate the source of that money, which is drugs. Secondly, what we should do is, I mean, we should be concerned about our involvement in all these countries. We have no business in Central Asia. None. And to take the natural resources there away from China and away from Russia, and then wonder why these people are potentially our enemies, is madness. They should be our enemies.
I share your concern. And basically, Chris, as long as things are good, why, nobody's going to be concerned here. It's only when things get bad that people are going to get concerned. All I can do is say, I hope it's not too late by then. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
My guest is Paul Williams, and his book is Crescent Moon Rising. We carry the book. We think it's an important book. We hope you'll want to get a copy of it because it's going to take you into this subversive element in America. It's a subversive element throughout the Near East and the Middle East, and it is headed by a man named Mr. Gulen, who is working under the auspices of the CIA. Mr. Gulen's one of the most wealthy men, if not the wealthiest man in the world, with resources about $50 billion. Most of which came from the drugs, of course, under the auspices of the CIA. And this is what's known as black funds. And basically, it is being used to push this radical Islamic movement all over the Middle East, all over the Near East, and right here in the United States. And people say, why would the CIA do that? And it's very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, basically, we want conflict because that's how you change the world. And do you know a better way to have a conflict than to have a war and be able to pit two groups, one against the other? And one of those groups would be this radical Islamic movement, which really didn't exist before about 50, 75 years ago. But it is being fostered, it is being financed, it's being encouraged, and it is thriving, certainly under the auspices of the CIA, under the auspices of Mr. Gulen and his friends, who are promoting this radical form of Islam throughout the Asia and throughout America, and looking for this coming conflict between Christianity and the Muslim world. And we ought to let them, if they want to be Muslims, let them go over there and live in the Muslim world. But why would we be financing this when there's so many people over there who certainly may be nominal Muslims, but they don't want to have to adhere to the strict Sharia law, the women don't want to have themselves completely covered. I think that what our girls do, certainly when their bodies are sort of half exposed, this is going to extremes, but certainly the what's happening with the Muslim women certainly is an extreme as well. There has to be some form of moderation between modesty and what we see in our young women today, where very, very low-cut dresses and very, very high skirts, and basically very little is left to the imagination. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 for this organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. These things are not happening by accident. They're being very carefully coordinated, and basically they're being very, very successful. And you can see this on television. You can certainly see this in our motion pictures today. You can see this when you go to the mall, when you see these young people, the young girls who have no modesty at all. And suddenly the number of people living together out of wedlock, 40% of our children now are born out of wedlock. Do you think this is happening by accident? It is part of the plan to destroy the moral fabric of our society. America is on a death spiral as far as morality is concerned. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, when a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Ron calling. I think probably this is Ron calling from Washington, D.C., from Richland, Washington. We'll have him on in just a moment. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think it's vitally important people understand what's going on. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I was just wanted to ask your guest about Grover Norquist.
How about Grover Norquist? Where does he fit into this? Do you know, have any idea, Paul?
That's a great question. He is one of the proponents of everything that I'm decrying right now.
Okay.
Grover Norquist used to be the head of the NRA. And he is one of the most pro-Islamic people in the United States right now. He is a proponent of his main. He said the greatest virtue that the American people have is diversity. Now think about that. I mean, any culture, going back to the ancient Israelites, the Romans, the Greeks, anyone that embraced diversity embraced death. I mean, can you see the Romans saying, oh, this is really great, all the barbarians are coming in? I mean, but Grover Norquist is a very influential person in the Republican Party right now. He's a neocon who presses all the issues that lead to the Brotherhood of Darkness. He is one of the proponents of the new Islamic world order. This guy is, I'm so glad this caller called in because he's very knowledgeable. This guy is very, very, very troublesome to me.
Okay, does that answer your question, Ron?
Well, I kind of suspected that. I think his wife is Muslim or something? Yes, she is.
Okay, Ron, for those of you who don't know, Ron is a teacher up in the state of Washington, and a frequent caller, always has something intelligent to say. We always look forward to his calls. Anything else, Ron?
Well, the thing that troubles me, the party hacks talk about this, the Democrats, let's select a more Republican. Hey, get together because we can agree on 80% and don't worry about the 20% we don't agree on, like whether or not we should follow the Constitution, you know, things like that. So let's not worry about that 20%. Let's worry about whether, you know, we can lower taxes, let us all have guns. To me, if you don't get that foundational 20%, we don't agree on anything. That's the way I look at it.
We need to have a moral foundation because our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. You can't limit the power of government by giving people guns. You limit the power of government by having moral people, so you don't need a tyrant to control us. Go right ahead, Ron.
Yes. It's an absolutely ridiculous statement to make about our strength is our diversity. Our strength is our righteousness. Righteousness is what exalts a nation, not necessarily diversity. You're going to get diverse people because they come here for freedom. That's right. What freedom is.
Right.
Because down to it, it's righteousness. It's a government that behaves in a righteous manner.
Well, the people, nation is usually bound together by a history, by a heritage, and by a religion. They become a people.
You're so right, Ron. But Grover Norquist, getting back to this guy that you have my feathers ruffled a little bit now, just mentioning his name. He is very responsible, for anyone who doesn't know, in drafting the platform of the Republican Party.
And that's one reason we're in so much trouble today. Yes, I knew Grover Norquist when I was playing games with all the leaders of the Republican Party, and I finally just withdrew because they were playing games. They were not standing on principle. And I was a member of the Council for National Policy for a decade, and I finally got so sick and tired of the fact that it was very obvious they weren't interested in preserving America and our Constitution. It was all about politics, and it was about power, but it wasn't about principle. Anything else before we let you go, Ron?
No, sir. I just appreciate Mr. Williams and what he's doing. I think it's about time we started putting some heat on our elected officials. And if they don't hold people, and that's the House of Representatives, if they don't hold people accountable for their crimes, they're unfit to be in the House of Representatives. Yeah. I don't care what type of goodies he buys us with our grandchildren's money. My vote's not for sale.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Ron. Okay, yes, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Listening to these last hour and a half or almost 2 hours now, it's loud and clear to me that all the involvement of every aspect of life in the nations and the different governments and things and countries, that this definitely has to do in such a great way with the Antichrist, of course, and the in Revelation, the tribulation that is to come upon the world. And I'd like your and Paul Williams's
All right, fine. Paul, what would you respond? David's saying he's listened to our programs for the last hour and a half, and he sees it. Certainly, he thinks behind a lot of what we're talking about are certain spiritual forces. He sees the influence of the Antichrist and certainly the prophecies of being certainly playing out. Do you think that this is true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody that anybody, I mean, in my lifetime, I'm almost 70 years old. Biblical prophecy is evident every time I read the newspaper. But what I'm concerned about is, and when the Battle of Armageddon, whenever everything explodes, I think that the forces of the Antichrist will be the forces of the United States. I think we are Babylon. I think that we have surrendered all of our cherished claims. I think we've given up every modicum, every sense of decency and righteousness. I think we've turned our back on every one of God's laws and made a mockery of it. And I think that when that day comes, and I think it's coming soon. I think that America is definitely on the side of evil.
And I hate to say, but I think Paul is absolutely right, David. Basically, of course, I think that basically we've turned our back on God. We're a post-Christian nation. And basically, you can see this whole story playing out. Basically, we have a wonderful 4-CD set. In fact, it's a five DVD set. There's five DVDs, and I think they go from part one up to part seven we have right now. And it's called The Final Countdown. It's put on by our friend Pastor Billy Crone, and we've had him on a frequent guest on our program. Have you ever heard him, Dave?
Yes, I have, Doc.
In fact, he was supposed to come and visit us this last weekend. He got called to go to a program. They needed somebody who was ill, and so they asked him to come and be a speaker, so he can't be with us this weekend. We were really looking forward to spending the weekend with him, but the Final Countdown series is one of the finest things. It's entertaining. He's got a wonderful sense of humor. You'll sit there and laugh with one hand and cry with the other hand, and basically, but we see this whole incredible prophecy playing out before our very eyes today. This is not accidental. We are seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And when you know the prophecies, and then you see how they're being played out. But, of course, it's very, very difficult to put this all together. Pastor Billy does that. And if you haven't seen the final countdown, basically each one's 5 or 6 DVDs, they're well worthwhile, a wonderful evening, but also giving you the background so you can begin to talk to others. And hopefully, once you have these points that he makes so well at your fingertips, you're going to begin to get people thinking exactly as he does, as I do, as Paul Williams does. And that is, we're living in prophetic times. Anything else, Dave?
Yes, Dr. Stan, are there any countries, any nations that Gulen has not in one way directly or close to directly affected and working in?
Do you have any thoughts on that, Paul? Is Gulen working at all in Russia or China? Is it primarily
In Russia? Yeah, oh yeah. In Russia, they outlawed all the schools. I mean, Putin, is an infinitely better leader than Obama. He outlawed all their schools.
Putin has outlawed Gulen in their schools.
Yes, his movement, totally.
Good for Putin.
Good for Putin. Uzbekistan, strangely enough, they realized what the schools were up to, and they outlawed them. Now, get this. The most tolerant nation in the world, the Netherlands, said that this guy, what he's doing, is totally evil, and they put they limited his movement in the Netherlands. But guess what? He is driving right here in the old USA.
And that's why, of course, I do believe that Paul is absolutely right, that we are certainly Mystery Babylon, and basically terrible things are going to happen to Mystery Babylon, Dave. And that's why I'm glad you and so many of our listeners have a personal relationship with our Lord, because this is the only thing that's going to get any of us through what lies ahead. I really believe that with all my heart.
Dr. Stan, do I think South America, Africa, or Australia, New Zealand is the only island? Yeah, Australia, New Zealand, his schools are there throughout Europe. Wow.
Okay, basically, but remember, behind Gulen is the CIA, and Gulen is the front for this really sinister organization. And basically, the CIA certainly is not American. It's part of this whole globalist satanic movement, an integral part of it. Anything else, Dave?
Oh, directly planned by Satan.
Right.
Absolutely.
And basically, once people begin to understand that these things are not happening by accident, there really is a supernatural element, there really is organized evil out there, and we see this on the television all the time. We think it's make-believe. It is not make-believe. And you read their publications, and they're quite open in what they're saying. They know what's going on, but they think that basically we would never be able to accept it, and most people can't. But fortunately, I believe there's a growing number of people out there becoming increasingly aware, and hopefully we can reach as many people as we can in the time that God has allotted to us. All we can do is talk and try to get people to think. Anything else you want to say, Dave, before we let you go?
No, sir. Thank you very much. I wouldn't let Gulen adopt me. I'm age 72, but I would let Paul and you adopt me.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, I'm 80, going on 85. I'll be 85 my next birthday. But you and Paul are just both young people. And but basically, when I'm not here, you and Paul will be there getting the message out. And how exciting it is to know that there's a growing awareness here in America and all across the country. Basically, I am really quite encouraged. Certainly, I'm encouraged by what happened in Colorado with the people uniting, certainly independently, a small organization putting together and able to throw out a couple of the senators who voted for gun control and confidence. And basically, certainly, the fact that certainly with all of the control of the media behind Obama and pushing for this attack on Syria, why the American people didn't want it. They are worried. I will tell you that they're worried. There are more and more people aware in America and increasingly throughout the world about these forces. They maybe can't put it all together and express it, you know, certainly as far as being Luciferian or prophetic, but they know something's wrong. And after being at this for 50 years, I'm beginning to see more and more influence. Certainly the Institute of the Constitution, more and more people are putting on the programs there. We're having an impact, David, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, and we do hope you appreciated Paul Williams. He stayed with us for an extra hour this evening, and certainly I appreciated it. And I appreciate the people who called in to help us maintain a continuity. But basically, of course, Paul is an evangelical Christian who recognizes the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Was Christian civilization going to survive? Well, not in the form it is, but certainly Christian civilization will always be here for those people who look to our Lord for their direction. For we're moving into some very, very difficult times. And to understand what the future holds, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me suggest a Sidney Paul Williams book, Oh, The Crescent Moon Rising. let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda, and of course on population control, the covert plan. If you want to know why we have to have another war, you need to see our DVD, The Desperate Deception, which includes my interview with Norman Dodd, an interview I did back in 1980. But of course we cover with that because what happened when he led the Congressional Commission, the Reach Committee, the investigation for the Reach Committee, looking into the background of what our great tax-exempt foundations were doing. And his agent, Catherine Casey, spent at Sydney several weeks going through the records of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And what did she find? Why, the purpose of the Carnegie Endowment was to create war. And basically, that was how they were going to change the world. That's how they were going to bring about this wonderful one-world utopia under the ruling elite. And basically, they spent the year 1908 planning and saying, is there a better way to change the world through the war? And when they decided there wasn't, then they spent 1909 figuring how they were going to get us into a war. And of course, 5 years later, we had World War I to bring about a world government. That was, of course, the League of Nations. And when that failed, we had to have World War II, and that was the United Nations. And now that has failed. Why, World War III is imminent, ladies and gentlemen. And whether this is a prelude to World War III or this is going to be it that's unfolding in the Middle East today, but certainly what's happened has only given us a temporary respite. America, certainly the Obama administration and the dark brotherhood that controls them. Remember, Obama doesn't make any of the decisions. He's a front for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they wanted a war with Syria because once a war starts, it can always be expanded and could just certainly, as the Syrians would fight back, then they would certainly expand the war. They want to take on Iran. They want to take on that whole part of the world. And basically, we're going to, whether it's be a matter of a few weeks or a few months or a year or so, I don't know. We're just going to have to see how this story unfolds. But believe me, we're on the verge of terrible things. They're going to destroy the value of your currency. They're going to end up impoverishing the vast majority of the American people. All these wonderful socialist programs that they have, where they provide for our health and our education and welfare, and they give all these old people all the pensions and the free medical care. This is all coming to an end, and terrible things are going to follow, and I fear that an awful lot of people are going to die unnecessarily before this is over with. But this is certainly what happens when a people turn their back on God, and God withdraws his support for their nation, and of course then chaos comes. It's coming, it's a matter of time. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to our programs on the internet, you can read our newsletters, and so much else is up there. If you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you need to get it, you need to copy it, you need to get it out, so they will understand there are treatments for cancer. But they want the people to die. They've got to die of something. There are too many people. They might as well die of cancer. That is the statement. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And then we ask you, of course, you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you, however, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in a moment. Yeah.